The very beginning of Parshas Tazria, the Torah deals with many details of the obligation of Bris Milah. And as we mentioned on many occasions, the Chiddush of the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnah Yischun and Avkuf, that this Parsha is incredibly crucial regarding this mitzvah, because the reason that we observe the mitzvah of Bris Milah is not because of what was mentioned earlier in Parshas Lech Lecha, that Tzivya of Milah was given to Avraham Avinu, but rather Parshas Tazria serves as the basis for our Chiyuv of Milah. The Rambam writes that this is what the Gemara means, is Torah Tzivul on Moshe, that Nitna Torah v'nischad shahalacha, that even though the Avos were Makayim Kol HaTorah Kula, and even though certain mitzvos were given to the Avos b'Torahs mitzuv oseh, that certainly was true for them, but the reason that we observe the mitzvah Hashem is because it was given to us at Mamet Har Sinai. And the Rambam in that Pirush Mishnah Yisrund Avkuv gives you Bris Milah as an example, that the reason that we do so is not because of the tzivu to Avraham Avinu, but rather because of what you have in Parshas Tazria. This is what the Gemara comments in Shabbos in Avkuf Lamed Hey, the Chiddush of Ravasi. Ravasi writes that when you look in Parshas Tazria, you see that there's a link between days of Tumah and days of Tara, and Bris Milah b'Yom Hashmini. The pasuk begins of Isha ki Tazria v'Yolda Zachar. It enumerates the days of Tumah Sleina, days of Tahara, and then of Yom Hashmini, Yimo Besar Losa. So Vasi writes a great, great Kiddush that Kol She'imo Tamei Leida, Nimo L'Shmona, that when is it that Bris Milah is B'Yom Shmini? That's only if it's a natural Leida accompanied with days of Tumah and Tahara. Let's assume, however, it's a Yotzei Dofen, a cesarean section which is not accompanied by days of Tumah and Tahara, B'Toras Leida. So in such an instance, Bris Milah is not done B'Yom Shmini, but rather Bris Milah is done at the first moment, even B'Yom Rishon. So the Gemara says that, Amar Le Abayi, how can that be? After all, Doros HaRishonim Yochichu. Don't you see from Avraham Avinu that that's not true? Already in Parshas Lech Lecha, before there was any tzivui of days of Tum and days of Tara, but nonetheless the mitzvah of Bris Milah was B'Yom Hashmini. So you see, B'Yom Hashmini applies categorically, independent of days of Tum and days of Tara, natural Leida, as opposed to Yotzei Dofen. So that's what the Gemara answers, that Amar Lei, that no, that Nitna Torah, V'nischad Shehalacha, Enoch Inami, that's true. Avraham Avinu was told to do so B'Yom Hashmini, even without considerations of Tum and Tara, but we fulfill the mitzvah Bris Milah because of Parshas Tazria, and there the Torah links Leida with the B'Yom Hashmini, Nimo Besar Lasa. In fact, the Balamor assumes that Sugin Shabbos Nafkuf Lamed Hey, that we treat this issue as a Sveika Dedina. If a child is born as a result of Yotzei Dofen, so is the Mila B'Yom Rishon, or is the Mila B'Yom Shmini? And therefore the Balamor is that we will assume L'chumra. We're not going to do it on Yom Rishon, because after all, right, perhaps that will not be the Kiyum Mitzvah of Mila. However, we will treat the Mila B'Yom Hashmini as being a Mila Shelo Bizmana, which is not Docha Shabbos. So therefore we assume the halacha. If it's a milah of Yotzei Dofen, we wait until Yom Shmini to do the Bris Milah, but the Mechaber writes, Niradei and Reis Samach Vav, that that type of milah is not at all Docha Shabbos. The Gemara Yevamos even goes a step further, because the Gemara Yevamos and Daf Ayin Aleph Mabez points out that the tzivui of Avraham Avinu was different from the way, in fact, that we do milah. We're obligated to remove not only the Or HaMilah, but also to affect the Or HaPriya as well. And the Gemara says that Mav lo para, ki ilu lo ma, there's halacha priyas hamila. The Gemara writes the Chiddush that Amar Rav Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav, that Avraham Avinu was only mitzuv in the mitzvah of Bris Milah, not in priyas hamila. Lo nitna priyas mila Avraham Avinu. That the Gemara says is based on a pasuk later in Parshas in Sefer Yehoshua, where it describes Molas Bnei Yisrael Shenis. What does that mean? That later there was a tzivui of Priyas Milah. That was not part of the mitzvah that was given to Avraham Avinu. That's what Tosas discusses. And Yevamos Nef Ayin Aleph, right? What about Inavi Rishai L'Chadesh Dover? Tosas writes, that was the halacha, Moshe Misinai. It wasn't that in Sefer Yehoshua there Mechadesh Adin Daraisa, but this was true as a halacha, Moshe Misinai. But Avraham Avinu was only mitzvah to remove the Or HaMilah and not on Priyas Milah. Tosas comments, Avraham Avinu did so, but Toras Enu Mitzvah Yoseh. But nonetheless, the mitzvah of milah of Avraham Avinu was different from our mitzvah bris milah. So certainly that concept is nitna Torah, v'nischacho halacha, a different type of bris milah, and as the Gemara suggests in Afkuf Lamed Hey, the timing of the bris could very well be different for us than it was in Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu categorically b'yom hashmini. Rav Asi says for us it depends on what type of leida it is. So our bris milah, unlike Avraham Avinu's, was made up of at least two elements. One is Or HaMilah, the second is Or HaPrira, and now even a third possibility. We discussed earlier in Ksuvas and Daf Hey, what about the need for HaTofas Dambris? We know that, generally speaking, if Mila cannot be done, let's assume in a case of Nolad Mohol, the Gemara discusses, nonetheless, it's necessary to have HaTofas Dambris. Why, in fact, is that true? Perhaps one could argue that HaTofas Dambris is not a separate halacha at all, but rather this is part of the mitzvah, bris milah. Bris milah perhaps has three elements to it. Number one is Or HaMilah, number two is Or HaPriya, and number three is HaTofas Dambris. Those are the normal three elements of bris milah. So if you have a case where you can't do one, you can't do two, for example, Nolad Mohol, or for example, a case of the Gershon is Gayer, that the Or HaMilah or HaPir was removed when he was a guy, or a case that a milah was done bipsul, balayla, or kodem ches, so therefore you can't further remove the Or HaMilah, you can't further remove Or HaPriya, what you're left with is just simply HaTafas Dam. That is a new halacha, but rather those are the three basic halachos of milah generally. There's a Rashi in Shabbos, Nafkuf Lamed Aled, where the Gemara tells the story regarding Rabbi Nassan, that there was a baby that was ill, the siblings died as a result of bris milah, and Rabbi Nassan looked at this child, hitzatzdibo, v'lora isibo dambris. Rabbi Nassan says, I see that there's no dambris, and therefore Rabbi Nassan suggested not to do the bina now, but to wait until the milah at a later point in time. So Rashi has two deus, two possibilities, simply in the Pirsha Gemara. That what was the problem when Rabbi Nassan says that don't do the bris milah now because lora isibo dambris? So one possibility in Rashi is sakana. Now, he saw that the blood was not circulating properly in this baby, and therefore, mishum hasakana, do not do the bris. The second day in Rashi is no. Don't do the bris milah. Maybe there wasn't a sakana to the blood, but milah requires dambris. So therefore, you can't perform the mitzvah bris milah right now because lo risibo dambris. Rashi says, after all, that hatofas dam is necessary for the mitzvah bris milah, and if lo risibo dambris, the mitzvah bris milah cannot be performed at this point. Those are 2 days in Rashi, either mishum sakana or mishum halacha, because of the requirements of milah. And Rashi quotes the pasuk in Zechariah in Perek Tes, indicating that HaTofas Dam is necessary for Bris Milah, that Gam At the Dam Brisech. The Pasuk emphasizes the concept of Dam Bris, not merely removal of Or HaMilah, removal of HaPriya, but a third element of Dam Bris. This is the Chiddush that the Mishnas Yaakov points out in Yerodeya in Semen Gimel, in Semen Samach Gimel. Right, he quotes this out the Hazor that there are three chelki hamila, the mila, the priya, and atufei dama. We were medayik. We learned earlier in the year, right? This is the Tosus and Ksuvas and Daf Hamad Beis, because after all, right? Tosus discusses what is the iser of creating a chavala on Shabbos. Chovel mishumai. Now, is it soveya? Is it a problem of dishes? The Rambam writes, no. Tosus says it's a problem of netilas neshama. Why is that true? So Tosus has a couple of possibilities. One possibility is malikat l'kula, malikat l'palga. Weakening is a told of killing. So therefore, a woman is weakened through a biri shona. In such a case, therefore, it's considered to be, right, an act of chilul Shabbos. Tosus writes that's very difficult, because after all, in order to have a chilul Shabbos, it's necessary to have a malachat tzrich l'guf, according to Rabbi Shimon, no? And therefore, if it's something that clearly you do not desire that particular result, shouldn't that be a malacha shino tzrich lagufa? And Tosos describes this in the context of bris milah as well, that if it would be an unnecessary or undesired result, it's not going to be a malacha tzrich lagufa. So therefore, Tosos says that the reason chovel is chay mishum etilas nisham is not because malikat lakula malikat lapalga, but rather ki hadam huan efesh. causing the release of dam is considered to be dam on epesh. It's considered to be an act of netilas neshama. But the following kasha we raised. But how does that render it? A malachat tzrich lagufa. It's good ki adam ho nefesh. And therefore, when dam, right, is being forced out of the body, therefore, that should be an act of malacha. But in the context of bris milah, is that tzrich lagufa? So Poshet Roshan Tosus, yes. If you talk about the effect that it has on weakening the child, no, so that's a malach shenot tzrich lagufa. That certainly is not part of your mindset. But if you're going to tell me that Hotsas Hadam itself is Netilas Neshama, well, is that crucial for Milah? Pashem Shan tells us the answer is absolutely yes. That is crucial for Milah. Because it's necessary to have Dam Bris. That's true of every Bris Milah. And it's not a extraneous halacha that when you can't do Milah, then you have a fallback position, a halacha of Hatafas Dam Bris. But no, that's part of every Bris Milah itself. So this is the clearly Rashi in Shabbos Nafkufla Medalev, or Isibo Dabris is a chelek of the mitzvah of Mila, and this is the Chiddush Mishkas Yaakov writes, based on the Zohar, and this is Poshim Shabbat Tosus that we saw in Ksuvas and Daf, Heyamud Beis. There is a fascinating machlokes. Number one, in terms of what the makar of Hatafas Dabris is, and even furthermore, a further machlokes between the Rambam and the Yerushalmi. What is the makar of Hatafas Dabris? How do you know that it's necessary? So I mentioned to you, the Rashi quotes the pasuk from Zechariah Perek Tes, that gamat the dambrisich, there's a concept of dambris. The Yerushalmi, Rabbi Elazar de Mila, in Shabbos, in Perek Tes, Halacha Beis, quotes a different makar. It's based on the pasuk of the drash of the Gemara, hamol yimol. The pasuk says, himol yimol, what does that mean? So the Yerushalmi's drasha is l'rabos es hanolad mohul. Even if someone is nolad mohul, even hamol, nonetheless, imol, still it is necessary to undergo a bris milah. No, how is it possible to undergo a bris milah if one is nolad mohul, without or hamila, without or hapriya? That's what Yerushalmi writes, atufe dama, atafas adam is necessary. That's the pasuk of himol imol basar alasam. This makar that Yerushalmi quotes, as opposed to, let's say, Rashi, the pasuk in Zechariah, right, Lechor is revealing on another level. So good. Right? There's a need for Hatafas Dabris. And maybe, as we'd argue, that's not just in those unusual cases. This is true of every Maisa Mila. It's necessary to have a Tifas Dam. But to what extent is that considered to be an inherent part of Maisa Mila? To what extent is that considered to be, right, a secondary requirement? Even if it's necessary for every bris milah, one could still argue that you can distinguish between or hamila and or hapriya as opposed to hatafas dam. So there's a fascinating machlokes between the Me'iri and the Rambam. There's Yerushalmi regarding this issue. The Yerushalmi writes Nivamos in the very beginning of Perek Ha'ara, Perekhes Halacha Aleph, that nolad mahol Eino ochel b'truma. One who is nolad mahol cannot eat truma. In other words, dino ke'orel. That's what the Miri writes in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Beis. That even if a person does not have or hamila, does not have or apriya, he still is considered al pidin to be an orel until hatafas dambris. And the Rambam is explicitly against this. The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin, Halach Yir Aleph, Hilchos Truma, that even one who is in need of Hatafas Dam, nonetheless, Ochel B'Truma. So fascinating machlokes, the Yerushalmi and the Miri on the one hand, against the Rambam, whether a person is considered to be an Orel, if there's no Or Hamila, no Or Hapriya, but as of yet there was no Hatafas Dam, according to the Rambam, one cannot equate Hatafas Dam with Mila and Priya. Enoch Inami, one could argue that that's true of every Bris Mila, but it's not considered to be part of the Maisa Mila, Chefsa Shamila, Arel. That's not true. Even though it's required, but nonetheless, the Gavr is not an Arel. And Yerushalmi writes that that's not true. Fashab Shat, one could argue that fits in very nicely with the Makor of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi that writes that Hatafas Dam is necessary because of the pasuk of himo yimo, hamo yimo, meaning that one who already had a mitzas mila still has to have the gemar mila. Very good. That one is considered to be an arel. If, however, you still mitzalek Rashi's chiddush, gamat bedam brisech, then one could argue that good, there's a halacha of dam bris, there's necessity for hatapas dam. However, one could certainly distinguish and argue that that is not considered to be an inherent part of Maisa Hamila to the extent that the Gavra remains an Arel until you undergo Hatafas Dam Bris. So you see, according to Rambam, explicitly, that if one who is Nolad Mohu, who requires Hatafas Dam, can eat of Truma, you see that Hatafas Dam, even if it's necessary in all cases of Bris Mila, but is not considered to be part of the Chepz Shomila, to the extent that the person will be considered as an Arel. There's a fascinating apparent stira or kasha in the Ramah, in Yeridei, in Reis Samad Beis. This is what the Shach discusses. What if a Mila is Bipsul? Is it necessary to have Hatopas Damris? For example, a Mila was done Betoches, prematurely, day one, day two, day three. Or let's assume Mila was done Balayla. Is it necessary to have Hatafas Dam or is it not? See, one could argue, for example, in a case of Nolad Mahul, good, right? To the naked eye, it doesn't look like that there's a normal Orla. Yeah, but Al Pidin, maybe there's something called an Arl Kvusha. There's a suppressed Orla. And therefore, something is necessary. In a case where the Mila was done Bipsul, Betoches or Balayla, so in such a case, is there a need for a Tofas Dam Bris at all? So the Ramah splits Psak in Reis Samach Beis. If it's Toches, so then there is no need for a Tofas Dam Bris. If, however, a Mila was done Balayla, then a Tofas Dam Bris is necessary. That's what the Shah questions. But Mehecha Teisi, one should make that distinction. Right? If the reason for a Tofas Dam Bris is only because of that there's an Erla Kavusha, it's suppressed. It's not suppressed in a case that it was cut off and removed. If, however, that's not true, right? Halacha categorically of Hatafas Dam, so in both cases, Necha tasted wants to distinguish between the case of Toches as opposed to a case of Alayla. So, B'Shem Reb Chaim, they quote the following Chiddush. Ein Achinami, Hatafas Dam Bris is necessary in both cases. Hatafas Dam Bris is a requirement of Mila, right? Whether you assume, like the Rambam or the Miri, there is a Chaloshim Arlonat, but it's a requirement of Bris Mila, based on one of the two psukim, and therefore Hatafas Dam is necessary in both cases, of Toches as well as Balayla. The Chiddush of Chaim suggested in the Ramah is the following. Even though Bris Mila requires Yom Ches, Yom Shmini, does this halacha, Gamat Bedam Risech, does that require Yom HaShmini? Or does that not? Let's assume a person does a Mila Toches. Is that nothing? Maybe one could suggest the following Chiddush. Good. That Al Pidin, that's not considered to be Maisa HaMila in terms of Mila and Priya, but nonetheless, if after all, the requirement of a Tafas Dam, like Rashi writes, Dam Risech, a separate halacha, maybe one could suggest it's not that the Ramah assumes that Mila betoches does not require Hatafas Dam Bris, but that Mila betoches serves as Hatafas Dam Bris. Well, good, right? It's not considered to be the key mitzvah of Mila, because Maisa Mila has to be Biyom HaShmini. Mashen came when it comes to Hatafas Dam Bris, the Pasuk just simply says, Gam Apa Dam Brisech, maybe Yom Shmini is not required. The Girsa that we have in Yevamos in the Ayin Beis mentions that even Hatafas Dam Bris, however, is Bayom, not Balayla. Yom is not related to Yom HaShmini. Let's assume you have a Mila Shelo Bizman. It's no longer Biyom HaShmini. But nonetheless, the Mila is Bayom. It is not Balayla. These are two separate halachos. One is day as opposed to night. That applies categorically. The second is the Kiyum Mila of Manas. Bizman of Mila, which is Biyom Shmini as opposed to another time. So Chaim suggests the following Chiddush, that Hatafas Dam Bris perhaps requires Yom and not Laila, That's the sugya of Amos, the Vayin Beis. But that does not necessarily mean that a Tavis Damris requires Yom HaShmini. So that's the Chiddush. It's not that the Raman principle is distinguishing. In principle, you require HaTafas Dam in both cases. It's just that a Mila B'Psul B'Toches does suffice for HaTafas Dam Bris. Mashem came Balayla. That was not HaTafas Dam Bris. So it's necessary to go ahead and to repeat that process Bayom. These are the three requirements of Bris Mila. Right, with that kira, to what extent HaTafas Dam is considered to be, right, inherently part of Maisa Mila, Hoshab Shaik, Yushami, Orel, and so on, or no, right, a separate halacha of Dam Bris, and the possibility that that does not require Yom HaShmini. The Gemara points out in Kedushin of Chotes that there are three different levels of Chiyuv when it comes to Bris Mila, specific relating to who it is who is obligated in Bris Mila. The Gemara says that generally, right, tier one is that Bris Mila, right, is a chiyuv ha'av. That the Gemara says is based on the pasuk in Bereishis and Perek Chaf Aleph, that the pasuk says Vayamla Avram is Yitzchak Beno, that tzivui was given to Avram Avinu for the meal of Yitzchak. Right, it's true that Nitna Torah v'Yizkach Halacha in the sense that unless it was repeated at Har Sinai, we would not learn from the Avos. But once it is repeated at Har Sinai, nonetheless, we don't assume that in every sense things have changed. Now, if, for example, when it comes to Lech Lecha, days of Tumen are not mentioned, but in Tazria, days of Tumen are mentioned, therefore Tazria will take precedence over that which is found in Parshas Lech Lecha. But let's assume, for example, something is told to us in Parshas Lech Lecha, and there is no different indicator in the subsequent parsha, we're going to assume that halacha remains. So the fact that there is a chiyuv al ha'av, lamal es beno, that the Gemara derives from the psukim and chumash bereishis. V'yam Avram es Yitzchak beno ben shmonas yamim. What happens if, for whatever reason, lo malo so ha'av, if the father does not do bris mila, then the Gemara tells us in Kedushin Daf Chavtes, there is a chiyuv upon Bezdin. The Sefer HaMakna writes in Kedushin Daf Chavtes, Bezdin means, right, on Kol Echad Miyisrael, means that the Tzibur, right, is obligated to see to it that this child has a bris mila, that he's no longer an orel. And the Gemara bases that on the pasuk of Himo Lachem Kol Zochah. What does Lachem mean? Lachem means what everyone collectively, everyone is obligated to see to it that he has a bris mila. This is not my chiyuv. The answer is no. There's a chiyuv l'Kol Echad Miyisrael. There's a chiyuv and come into Pan Beis Din. Himo Lachem Kol Zochah. And then the Gemara explains Halacha 3. What happens if that did not occur at all? So certainly that huatzma muchiba milasa, right? If you have a child who is a katan who didn't have a bris, now he's a gadol, so now he's obligated mamulas atzma. The Gemara braces, they says that in the pasuk and bracious in Yud Zayin, that after all the pasuk says va'aral zachar asher lo yimo es besar alaso. It refers to an arel who asher lo yimo es besar alaso for his failure to see to it that he has a bris. So on the one hand, the pasuk indicates a chiyuv al ha'av, and then himo lachem a chiyuv an bezin and all of Knesset Yisrael, and then a specific chiyuv, right, incumbent upon the individual himself. Ashla yimo is besar lasa. The Rambam even writes in the very beginning of Hilchos Mila in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. So let's assume, for example, that the father is delinquent in his obligation of bris mila, and for whatever reason, Klal Yisrael does not see to it that this person has a bris. The Rambam writes that lo nischayvu kares. There's no chiyuv kares. The chiyuv kares is only elahu atzmo. If a person fails to see to it that he has a bris, milas atzmo, that's the chiyuv kares. After all, right, when you look at the pasuk v'yam l'avram es yitzchak beno, there's no chiyuv kares which is mentioned. The pasuk of Himalachem kol zachar, no chiyuv kares. The chiyuv kares is arol zachar shimos basar olasa v'nichrusa. Now regarding that third pasuk, regarding the chiyuv lamalas atzmo, to see to it that you individually have a bris, that's where the Torah underscores the chiyuv kares. So the Rambam just simply explains that the chiyuv kares is not al aviv, right? Good, he was mevatel his kiyum of milas haben, but there is no chiyuv kares. The Chiyuv Kares is regarding that individual. And when is the Chiyuv Kares Chal? The Rambam writes, when the person dies. When he mace Orel, then there's a Chiyuv Kares. It'll be relevant for what we're learning now. Right, in Ksubas, what's the definition of Kares? As opposed, for example, to Achilas Shema Misa Bidei Shemaim. Good? So one thing to see clearly, according to the Rambam, that Kares is not just simply premature death, because after all, Mila is an example where the Chiyuv Kares is only once a person dies. Now, he wasn't Chayuv Kares, right, until he dies in Arel. So you see that there must be other elements to a Chiyuv Kares other than simply the timing of his death. For example, who Vizaro Nichras, or perhaps as the Rambam indicates, it affects his Chelag Olam Haba. That's what Kares does. Nichras, not only Olam Hazeh, but Olam Haba as well. But there's an effect of Kares that is Chal Achar Misa. The Rambam writes that that is only true regarding Milas Atzma, not in terms of the mitzvah that the father has, or the chiyuv, which is incumbent upon Beis Din. Perhaps that indicates even a further chiddush, that really the ikar mitzvah of Bris Mila is mutal al atzmo. The person himself must see to it that he is mahol, that he is not an arel. However, kol zman that the child is incapable of doing that himself, so the Torah says that's a responsibility which is a mitzvah sahav. Mikar hadin, the mitzvah Bris Mila, is a personal chiyuv. Say nachinami, when you become a gadol and you are a bar chiyuva, that's going to be your responsibility, and the chiyuv karis will be incumbent upon you. Elamai, that at this point in time the child is not a bar chiyuva, he's not bar das, he's not a bar hachi in the mitzvah. Say nachinami, that's what the pasuk says. Vayom avramis yisfak beno. So in that respect, this is considered to be a chiyuv on the av. The Menchastin of the mitzvah beis, he raises the following suffix. After this child, who as of yet has not had a bris milah, becomes a gadol, and Chaschinuch raises the following suffix, do we now assume that paka chiyuva? One could argue, look, the pasuk says that there's a chiyuv upon the father to perform the bris milah of his son. So that mitzvah, right, is one that is perpetual. That's one that endures. If the father is deficient and he does not fulfill his chiyuv, okay, so the son now, he has to see to it, he's not an arel. But in principle, the chiyuv ha'av remains. Or maybe one could argue, in Chassinah Christ, that's not true. The ikar mitzvah bris milah is mutal atzmo. It's just bekatnuso, so the chiyuv is mutal ha'av. But the gaduso, the mitzvah sa'av is paka, and now the mitzvah is squirrely, Allah ben. The way we've explained up until now, it sounds like that in fact should be the case. The ikar mitzvah of milah is on the child, the chiyuv karis is his, it's not the father's. V'yom Rav Yitzchak Beno just simply means, in terms of maisa ha-mitzvah, that should be done by the father. Because after all, child is a katan, not a bar chiyuv, a lot bar das, kishniz gadol beno. So in such a case, the whole chiyuv hav is paka. That's a suffix in Menchasina. It's interesting that Menchasina does not quote this. If you look in the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos, in the very end of Rabbi Elazar de Mila, at the very end of Perek Yates of Shabbos, the Rambam discusses exactly this point. Interesting ha'ara that the Minchas Chinuch, right, every other page, quotes the Rambam's at length. But it's rare that the Minchas Chinuch refers you to the Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam, and refers you to the Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam. But always the Yad HaChazaka, always the Rambam comes that he quotes. Right, this suffix that the Minchas Chinuch raises, as Mufurish on the Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam, there in the Pirush Mishnayos, stresses the importance of the mitzvah of Bris Milah. The Rambam writes that the mitzvah bris milah is gedola v'chamura ma'od she'ein b'chol ha-mitzvah kamoha. That's what the Rambam writes. Ein b'chol ha-mitzvahs kamoha. Unparalleled. That's the Rambam begins in the Pirush Mishnayos. Interesting ha'ara. And then the Rambam writes the following. That after this child becomes a gadol, and the agil is man chiyuv hamitzvos nifter kol adam mimilasan. The Rambam writes, and once the child becomes a bar chiyuva, everyone else is exempt. Nifker kol adam mimilasan. The Rambam continues, mischayevul lamalatzom yah. Calls man that he's a katan, and this is not a mitzvah that he can do himself. Then there's a chiyuv alav. Then there's a chiyuv on coming to bar kol echad miYisrael. Once he becomes a gadol, nifter kol echad mimilasan. A furish, right in the Pirush Mishnah is the Rambam, right, that the mitzvah sa'av is paka, kishni's gadol b'no. It's not just simply an issue of a seder kadima, where the father has a chiv, the son has a chiv, and what if they're fighting now? Now the father wants to do the bris, and the son argues, he didn't do it all these years, why are you waking up today and wanting to do a bris? No, no seder kadima. Now it's purely a mitzvah sa'ben, the chiv av is paka. This is safek of minchas chinuch. And Mufurish in the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnayos. So the Minchas Chinuch to be poshet this safek does not quote this Rambam, right? The Rambam's come out Mufurish in the Pirush Mishnayos. Right? The Minchas Chinuch quotes the Rambam you're familiar with, right? In the Yad HaChazaka. Minchas Chinuch refers you to the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perakei Halachai. And Chassinov brings a raya that the chiyuv ha'av is paka kishegod al b'na. Perakei Halacha is, you know, that's where the Rambam writes that milas habanim and milas ha'avodim ma'akvo b'lacha v'pesach. You cannot eat of the Korban Pesach if you're avodim or your sons Aurelia. And if you look in the Rambam writes the following chiddush: that milas banav haktanim ma'akvna somilach b'korban pesach. If you have a ben katan who doesn't have a bris milah, you cannot eat of korban pesach. However, the Rambam writes, what about Avadim? The Rambam is mafurish. That Avadim, the Rambam says, Umilas kol Avadav. Not just a diuk in Rambam, it's mafurish in the Rambam. Umilas kol Avadav. Ben gedolim, ben ktanim. It was mafurish. So the Rambam tells you this halacha, that milas habanim, milas avadim, ma'achvim ilecha b'karban. The Rambam writes it's only banim haktanim, not banim hagdolim. Why is that true? So the Minchas Chinuch says, well, obviously, this is the sheet of the Rambam. That the mitzvah sa'av of milas b'no is only when the child is a katan. But kishni's gadel, paka chiyuv ha'av. So the child is no longer a katan. The child is obligated milas atzmo. The father is no longer obligated in the mitzvah bris milah. And therefore, right, no longer will that hinder his achilas karban pesach. What the Minchas Chinuch writes is certainly true. That this is the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam spells it out in the Pirush Mishnayos. The raya that the Minchas Chinuch brings, right, based on what we learned earlier this year, right, one could question. Because we discussed, when we did the sugya, Dalkir Aleph and Aleph, right, the two different types of bris milah. Bris milah, which is betoras mitzvah, and the bris milah, right, which is betoras gerus. We discussed that chiddush of the Ramban in Yevamos and Daf Mem Zayin and Beis, that the normal seder hagerus, right, is mila followed by tefila? Is that a din b'di'evid? Is that only a din l'chatchila? No, the Ramban pointed out the following chiddush: it's only a din l'chatchila, because in the case of mu'uberes shenis gaira, first you have tefila, and then afterwards you have mila. No? The Milas Ha'em works for the Vlad. How does that work? He pointed out the Ramban's incredible lumdus that no, well, it depends. If you hold Uber Yerechimo, right? So the Milas Ha'vlad, or the Gerus Ha'vlad, right, is considered to be Nichla Besoch Tfilas Ha'em. But if you assume Uber Lav Yerechimo, so in such a case, it's an independent Maisa Gerus on the Vlad. That's the assumption, the Ramban. If this is an independent Maisa Gerus in the Vlad, so the order now is Tfila, followed by Mila. And what is the purpose of this Bris Mila? This is not a mitzvah Bris Mila that follows Gerus, but the Ramban assumes that this Mila is part of the Maisa Gerus. So that's the Ramban's Raya, that you can have Tfila followed by Mila, because that's always what you have. In a case of Mubera Shniz Gerus, should you assume that Uber Lav Yerechimo? Good. So we discussed that according to the Ramban, a great Kiddush, if you hold Uber Yerechimo, then the Mila which is done on that child is a mitzvah bris Mila. If you hold Uber Lav Yerechimo, then the Mila of that child is a Mila Betoras Gerus. And we discussed in the Sugya Daf Yud Aleph the differences, right, between Mila B'Toras Gerus as opposed to a Mila B'Toras Mitzvah. Right, one difference was Yom HaShmini. That's the Sugya Shabbos Nafkuf Lamed Hei. Yom HaShmini Yivasar Lasa was not Mila B'Toras Gerus. That's a Mila B'Toras Mitzvah. And that's exactly the distinction Shabbos Nafkuf Lamed Hei between Yilid Bayis of Miknas Kesef, two different Avodim, and Eved Knani, who you purchase. Mila is necessary as a form of gerus. That can be done any time. The bris mila of an eved knani who is a yelid bayis, so then the bris mila is done b'yom hashmini. And the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Hilchos Mila the further difference, d'chiyah Shabbos. The Rambam writes a great kiddush, not found mufurish in the Gemara, that bris mila of yelid bayis is docha Shabbos, but not true bris mila of amiknas kesef. So then we started to discuss a further possible difference, and that was the obligation of women, and how is it that this halacha affects them? This halacha that the Ram describes, Perek Aleph, Perek Hei Halacha Hei, Halachos Karban Pesach, that milas habanim, milas habanim, ma'akrim lecho b'karban, who is included in this halacha? So the Marsha points out, we mentioned then the following Chiddush, Nivamos, Nav Ayin Aleph from the Beis. That it would appear from the Gemara that women also are included in that halacha. That Milas Habanim and Milas Ha'avadim Makvasim Ilecha B'Karbon. That a woman cannot eat from the Karbon Pesach if in fact her sons or her avodim do not have a bris mila. In fact, the Gemara is bothered, right? In Gittin Daf Lamed Ches, the pasuk says, "V'chol eved ish miknas keser." In the parsha of Korban Pesach, Shmos Yud Beis, "V'chol eved ish miknas keser." So the Gemara asks rhetorically, "What does the pasuk say eved ish for? Eved ish v'lo eved isha?" What do you mean to say this halacha only applies to men, doesn't apply to women? So we had mentioned at that point, yeah, that sounds very reasonable. Because here the pasuk is referring to the obligation of Mila. Men are obligated in Mila, women are exempt from Mila, so that pasuk of Uchalevidish Miknas Kesev Umalto Soaz Yochalbo, yeah, very reasonable. That should apply to men, it shouldn't apply to women. Why does the Gemara say that that type of drush is impossible? You mean to say, Eved Ish, Eved Isha, Bitmia? How could that be? What's wrong with that drush? It makes perfect sense. So at that time we mentioned the following Chiddush. What is the basis of this halacha? That Mila Sabanim, Ramila Sabanim, Ma'akno Samidach Obakarba. Is that or is that not a function of the mitzvah bris mila? So that's the chiddush that the Marsha explains, and Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. this halacha, ma'akron osem lecha b'karbon, is not because of their obligation bris milah per se, but rather, these are details of the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. And whoever is included in asiyas ha-pesach, so therefore, they must in fact see to it that bris milah is performed. And therefore, the Marshal writes a great chiddush, that even though women are exempt from bris milah, and women are exempt from the milah of their sons, but nonetheless, in order for them to participate in Karban Pesach, the chiyuv karban requires that their sons, their avodim, have a bris milah. The mechayiv of this halacha is not the mitzvah bris milah, but it's part of dinei Karban Pesach. That milah sazacharin makeves osa milecho b'karbanu. That's a very great chiddush. The Marsha writes this not only of milas avadim, but also of milas habanim as well. He pointed out the Menachas Chinuch disagrees. The Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yud Zayin writes a fascinating split regarding men who are obligated in milah as well as obligated in Karban Pesach. So in such a case, yes, the milas habanim as well as milas ha'avadim ma'akfen osam na'achol b'karban. What about regarding the isha? Chassinach writes, women are exempt from bris milah. They're only obligated in the Karban Pesach. So therefore, banim ha'zecharim einon ma'akfen min chassinach assumes. That would not hinder her achilas ha-karban. But avadim would. That was a great chiddush. So he pointed out that there are one of two possible halachos that are the basis of this requirement of milas ha-banim, milas avadim. One is, right, the mitzvah milah. The other is simply Dine Karban Pesach. If you assume this is true, this is Midine Karban Pesach, you understand very well why the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches, as a bitmia, Eved Ish Lo Eved Isha, these Dine Karban Pesach should only apply to an Adam and not to a woman who owns Avadim. Mecha Teisi. When it comes to the mitzvah of Bris Milah, who can distinguish? But what's driving this halacha is Dine Karban Pesach. And that's why the Gemara says, Chol Eved Ish Lo Nes Kesev. Eved Ish Lo Eved Isha. So he pointed out that this fits in beautifully with the Rambam Perakei Halacha Hei, Efilchus Karban Pesach, the very halacha, where the Rambam writes a great chiddush that V'chein Tvila Sam Hosav. V'chein Tvila Sam Hosav. It's not only milas avadim, it's also tvila, as well there will be ma'akev. If it's halachin bris milah, so mecha teisi, how can one make that giant leap from milah to tvila? But if you assume that no, it's not b'toras mitzvahs milah, but it's midine karban, what is the dine karban? So perhaps the dine karban is the following. That's rooted on Kedushas Yisrael. The household, right, must be one which is made up of full Kedushas Yisrael. And therefore, just as if an Eved Kanani lacks bris milah, the gerus is incomplete, that certainly is true of a Shivcha that lacks tefillah, and therefore, that individual cannot eat Karban Pesach. That's how the Rambam knew, right, to extend the halacha. According to the Marsha, that's not only true of Milas Avadim, that's even true of Milas Abanim. Well, that's the raya that the Marsha has. That's Sugya Leder Yavamos, Nap Ayin Aleph. that regardless of who is obligated in Bris Milah, if there is an Arel among the Banim or among the Avadim, so therefore you cannot eat from Korban Pesach, and even the Isha, cannot eat from Korban Pesach. Because that chiyuv is not noveya midine mila, but rather midine chovas Korban Pesach. In light of this chiddush, that halacha umalto says yochavam is noveya midine karba, not midine bris mila. And as the Marsha writes, that applies not only to avadim but even to banim. So now, just getting back, why is it then that the Rambam writes only banim haktanim, not banim hagdolim? Is that necessarily a raya that the mitzvah of bris milah that the father has to his son is only on banim gdolim and not for banim ktanim? If what's driving that halacha is the mitzvah of bris milah, and therefore the halacha is anyone who has not fulfilled their chiyuv of milah cannot eat from Karban Pesach, good, then that's a very nice raya, as the Menachos Sinach writes, that the chiyuv ha'av is only for banim ktanim, for banim hagdolim, and a beautiful chiddush that the chiyuv ha'av is paka kishni gadol b'no. But if you assume, as the Marsha writes, that this halacha applies to women as well, so whatever distinction there is between katan versus gadol is not going to be within the mitzvah bris milah. That's going to be midine Korban Pesach. And therefore, it is not necessarily a raya to our question as to whether, in fact, the mitzvah, hamutelas al ha'av, of milas haben, right, is only when he's a katan, not when he's a gadol. Maybe you could formulate the chiddush of the Rambam in a very different way. Very simply, if this is only dini hakarba, and this applies not only to him, but to her as well, so it's not a function of the mitzvah bris milah, so then what does it mean? What's the halacha? Apparently halacha is the following. If you have an orel birshuscha, you cannot eat of Karban Pesach. You cannot eat of Karban Pesach. And if you have an orel in your rishus, you also can't eat of Karban Pesach. What's the definition of an orel birshuscha that prevents you from eating Karban Pesach? So maybe the halacha is very different. No? If it's an eved by definition is birshus ha'adam, regardless of whether the eved is a katan or whether the eved is a gadol, and therefore the Rambam writes, umilas kol avadav, ben gadolim ben ktanim, that will prevent you from eating karavan. Why does the Rambam make that split when it comes to milas habanim between katan and gadol? Maybe that's the following chiddush. That is not a function of the mitzvah bris milah, but rather, very simply, al pidin is that considered to be an oral brishusa. When the father has a young child regarding who he can perform the bris milah, so in such a case it's fair to do so, that al pidin is called an oral brishusa av. And therefore, it prevents him from eating the karban. When it comes, let's say, to a bas, there the distinction is so clear. The bas is considered to be birshus ha'av, kol zman that she's a ktana, not when she becomes a gdola. She's birshus atzma. So good, that's not true when it comes to the ben. The father can't sell a ben as an eved ivri. The father cannot marry off his son. But in terms of the chiyuv of bris milah, perhaps the chiddush, that here the son who is a katna is considered to be birshus ha'av, Masheng and Kinyas Gadol. For whatever reason, right? A father has a grown son, right? The guy's 50 years old, who categorically refuses to have a bris milah. So would one necessarily argue that the father cannot eat of Karban Pesach. So the Rambam writes, no, it's only Banim HaKtanim. So it's not necessarily because that the mitzvah smila was pakah. Maybe it's very simply that since, right, that ben is no longer b'rishus ha'av in any shape or form, practically speaking, right, he cannot see to it that that grown child will have a bris. So therefore, nachin ami. Right, that is not considered to be a deficiency of Orel Breshuso. See, the Raya of the Minchas Chinuch one can put in question, once you see that this halach of Mila is not a function of Mitzvah Bris Mila, but rather Karm Pesach. Maybe one could argue in principle that the Mitzvah Sab Av is not Paka. But still, right, it is not considered Al-Pedin to be an Orel Breshuso Av that would prevent him from eating from the Karm Pesach. So again, the Minchas Chinuch assumes that's the Rambam Shita, that the Chiyuv certainly is considered to be Paka. Right? Nonetheless, right, we mentioned this is the Rambam Shita, it's clear, right, the Pirush Mishnayis, but one could very much question the Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch, can you equate Karm Pesach with the Mitzvah of Bris Mila? In terms of the exact nature of the Chiyuv and the Mitzvah Al Ha'av, right, there are a few great chidushim that you find in the Rishonim and Acharonim. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch itself, this is found in Aruch Chaim and Simin Tav Mem Dalet, the Matzah Shekel. Where Matzah Shekel suggests a great chidush. Pashim Shat, the chidush is too great. It seems to be against too many things. He suggests the following, right, that if in fact, right, the whole mitzvah sa'av is rooted in that pasuk of Ayam Avram Yitzchak Ben Shmonas Yomim. So he suggests the following chiddush, that the chova sa'em b'mila sa'ben is only a mila b'zman of the Yom Hashmin. That's the mitzvah sa'av. To see to it that bris mila is performed b'yom Shmin. An unbelievable chiddush. That's the pasuk of Yom Avram. Once Yom HaShmini passes, there's no longer a mitzvah sa'av of milas kelim. There's still the second tier that the Gemara mentions, that kol echad mi Yisrael is chayiv to see to it that the child is no longer an orel, and certainly included in tier B, right, is the father is going to be no worse than a stranger, better than a stranger because he's in control. But the Matzah Shekel suggests the great chiddush that, technically speaking, the makaros that the Gemara quotes for the mitzvahs ha'av is b'yom hashmini, and afterwards it's considered to be paka. Bosh Pshat the Rishon, that certainly is not true. At the second kiddush of Chavtes, writes that the father is obligated to milas haben, but not the mother. Kasher tziva oso lo kimo sov lo oso. Tosus raised the issue. Right? We need a pasuk for oso lo oso. Isn't Bris Mila a classic example of a mitzvah as man grama? So Tosus answers that what he means, man grama means that the mitzvah is circumscribed by time. Right? Time begins the mitzvah, time concludes the mitzvah. Right? The mitzvah of lulav begins here, it ends here. Tosfos says that's not true of Bismillah. Good, you can't do it until day 8, but the mitzvah sa'av is mid day 8, b'yom hashmini v'hola, and it continues. So Tosfos writes, you can't call that Isman Grama, because the mitzvah sa'av begins on day 8 and it continues. Tosfos gets stuck with another problem. Tosfos writes that even a mila shelo b'zman, as we mentioned earlier, is only b'yom and not b'layla, so it should still be Isman Grama. Because the father cannot always exercise his chiyuv of mila. He can only do so b'yom anat b'layla. So it's no different than tefillin, which is b'yom anat b'layla. No different than tzitzis, which is b'yom anat b'layla. So Tosfos then says, Nachinami, that the only reason in the pasuk is if you assume that a mila shelo b'zman is even b'layla. That's Tosfos' terence. It's machlokas tanayim. If you assume mila shelo b'zman is only b'yom, it's a straight zman grama. If you hold b'yom v'lo b'layla, you're right, you don't need such a drasha. That's clear, the whole assumption of Tosfos. is that the mitzvah sav is not paka lach hayom hashmini. The mitzvah sav begins b'yom hashmini and then continues further. Not like this machzah shekel, a great chiddush, that the whole makar of the mitzvah sav yom avram is only b'yom shmini, and then afterwards it's tier two. And I would in no shape or form be taking away the father's mitzvah if I were to do this bris milah on day 9. There's a further chiddush you already find in the Rishon, and this is the Tashbetz. It's found in Chelek Gimel in Simen Ches, where he describes the following case. Let's assume you have a father who is unable to do a bris on day 8. Chovu shebeis hasurim. That's the case of Tashbetz. So he can't do a bris milah on day 8. It's anus. Anus rachon abatre. So what would you do in such a case? The Tashbetz writes a very great chiddush, that tier 1 is a chiyuv, a mitzvah which is mutal ha'av. Tashbetz assumes a great chiddush, very questionable, that if ein lo av, or if yesh lo av, but for whatever reason the father is unwilling to do a bris milah for his son, then the Gemara quotes the pasuk himo lachem tier 2. But if there is a father who is willing to perform a mitzvah bris milah, but he cannot discharge his mitzvah now because ones rachmana patre, the chiyuv bez the Tashbetz writes, a very great chiddush, does not yet kick in. The chiyuv hamutal habezdin is only when paka mitzvah sa'av. Paka mitzvah sa'av is ein lo av, or mamish in a case where the father exists but he's unwilling to fulfill his mitzvah. But if the father is not delinquent, not deficient in his chiyuv, right, as of yet, leka mitzvah sa'avezdin. In such a case, the Tashbetz writes, unbelievable chiddush, that here, Shar Kol Yisrael do not do the bris milah as of yet, but rather, the father is still afforded his opportunity, that he will fulfill his mitzvah. If not today, tomorrow. And doesn't distinguish the Tashbetz between the Mila Bismana, Mila Shalom Bismana. Right? A mitzvah that could have been done even as a Mila Bismana, Ayyide Acherim. Acherim have no right to go ahead and do so unless Poka, Mitzvah Sarav. Again, sometimes the father can't do the bris himself. Good, but he'll appoint, right, a mall to do so, Poshad as a Shliachav. That could be done, that should be done by Yom Shmini. But assuming that cannot be done, Tashbetz writes a chiddush. You can't assume that step 2 will kick in under those conditions. The Rambam uses a somewhat of a language that can be interpreted in different ways. It's somewhat ambiguous. The Rambam writes in the very beginning, Efilchos Mila, Paragalap Alachaveis, the Rambam writes that Ein Malin Banav Shal Adam Shlomidato. You can't just get up and do the bris milah of someone's son. That's a mitzvah sa'av. So you just can't get up and do the bris milah. That's one of the cases of Asar Zahuvim, Chotev Mitzvah. Now if I go ahead and do the bris milah of your son, Mechateisim. So the Rambam writes that Ein Malin Bano Shal Adam Shlomidato. And then the Rambam adds the following line, that Ela Ibn Kain Avar V'nimna Lamula. Unless avar v'nina lamula, then the Rambam writes, right, that bezin manos avar parcha. A little bit unclear what exactly is the condition. If avar v'nina lamula, then bezin has a right to do so. Short of that, then not. So that's the question: what that means? Avar v'nina lamula. Does it mean as a Tashbetz? Right. Avar means here, he transgressed and he refuses to do the milah. Then Bezin says, no, we'll do the Milah. And Kol Zman that didn't happen, Kovish Beis HaSurin or Sarchan HaPatri, that would not be the true. I'm clear what the Rambam means. Or does Avam Nimda simply mean, right, you can't just grab the baby into the bris. You can only do a bris milah on someone else's son. Av Ravinu Lumo just simply means if the father failed to do the bris. What does Avar here mean? Avar means an Avera B'mezin. Avar. Maybe Avar just simply means if the time passed and the milah was not done. No? It's day 8 and the father can't do the bris. So now, Bezin does so. That's not called Bar Kochel Shalado. It's a little bit unclear how you interpret that phrase in the Rambam. Elim Kain Avar V'nimna L'mula. See, is there two chidushim? One of the Tashbeits, that the mitzvah sabezin is only when paka, chiyuv ha'av, that's similar to what we discussed before. They don't have overlapping chiyuvim. When the mitzvah sab is paka, ein lo av, then the chiyuv bezin kicks in. And in turn, right, when the child becomes a gadol, paka mitzvah sab, you're not going to have that, oh, it's a mitzvah on the av as well as alatzma. When one ends, the other one begins. No? When one begins, the other one ends. So when the mitzvah latzma begins, the chiyuv on the av is paka. And perhaps the flip side of that, the Tashbetz, it's a great chiddush, that tier two only begins when chiyuv one is paka. What is paka? Of Arvinimna. It means the father can't do it, the father's no longer alive, but the father refuses to do it. But maybe not necessarily in cases of an onus rachmana patri. That machsa shekel, a great, great chiddush. Now, Hashem Shat against the Rishonim. Now, all the Rishonim that discuss the problem is Zman Grama. The assumption clearly seems to be that the Chiyuv Ha'av is one that begins B'yom Shmini and continues. That possibility of Matzah Shekel, unbelievable. That maybe it's limited to, right, to case of Emila Bizmana. It doesn't apply to cases of Emila Shlo Bizmana there. Right? The Chalos is necessary, the Totsah. You have to see to it that the child has a bris. But then it's not considered necessarily longer to be a chovasam. Okay, Ritz Hashem will pick up on Sunday with the Idna regarding cases of the chiyuvs.